Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Brad Williams later this morning. Friday. Memorial Day weekend. Pandemic 2020. So much stuff going on. Nothing to do, but so much stuff going on.
Again, don't be jealous, but the dumpster shows up here in a little bit this morning.
There you go.
For our big weekend fun.
Spring cleaning?
He hired a dumpster.
Yeah. It's.
Are you doing some demolition?
No, just throwing some crap out of the basement in the garage.
It must be enough. They had to get a dumpster, right?
Yeah, well, you know, stuff we moved from the old house
right,
that we
never used. Yeah.
Yeah, and then a bunch of baby stuff and kid stuff and just get it out. Done.
I'm sure a lot of people are doing some purging around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Taking advantage of this.
Apparently, May is better sleep month.
Yeah.
Or not.
I'm trying. I have my good days and my bad days.
Yeah, me too.
And get caught reading month.
God, I saw
that. Include everything?
Yeah.
I saw a story about yesterday that just depressed the hell out of me. I always knew it was true, but talking about our intelligence agency, that they hired a firm to try to figure out how to get Trump to look at things. They hired a consulting firm, our intelligence agency, to try to get ways to Trump to look at things because he won't read anything. And if he doesn't like the intelligence community's narrative, he says, I don't believe it. So they actually had to hire an outside firm to teach somebody to look at things.
I'm assuming they failed.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Yeah, obviously. They gave some details, but it's like, if that's your guy, that's your guy. But I don't. That's just asinine.
That you have to find a way to reach this guy.
He doesn't read.
In these times.
He does not read.
Unless it's
hasn't
about
read the whole time, by
unless it's about himself.
Yeah. Yeah. But even then, he doesn't read anything else but the name.
Oh, yeah, he just reads read the part about him.
They have to put the intelligence briefings in cartoon form?
Yeah, they do. They were showing graphs, things like that, anything colorful. But even then, if he doesn't agree with it, he won't pay it. He doesn't agree with it.
When does this end?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
At drivetribe.com.
Hang on. We got 9.5-toed Luke checking in.
Hey, you have you seen LD in person?
So we do all our meetings via Skype or on a computer now.
Yeah,
but here's the deal. Don't worry about LD.
Yeah,
LD is fine.
His
ass still looks good. What
we do is,
what happens is, Lynn only wears a sweatshirt on top. And a ball cap. He doesn't wear anything on the bottom. So when all our other coworkers get off the Zoom call, me and him stay on, and I make him get up. And that's how I know that his sweet ass is still okay.
Good to know, man. But you get up and show him you're big in there. You got the arm hanging out.
No. I never brag about that because I can always easily disappoint somebody. Somebody out there would always be disappointed. So I don't even do that. Okay,
I swear.
This ain't about me. I'm not the one that goes to skin nations and hang out with other skin dogs. Okay, that's not me.
That's right. Yeah.
That's his thing. So to make him feel like he's at a colony again, I just let him get up and kind of walk away. He kind of leans over the counter, you know, like he did in that picture.
Yes.
Yeah, that's,
How you doing? A little pose on the way out.
How you doing, man?
Yeah.
How are you doing,
man?
At home?
You know what? We're good. But you mentioned something earlier. Homework.
Yeah. You
got I got a 13-year-old oversized mulatto over here, bro.
Yeah.
And she's doing geometry.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we threw that stuff out the door.
Ooh, good checkup, Luke.
Nice checkup.
Yeah.
Caught it. So we told her, you'd only need to learn addition, subtraction, division, multiplication.
That's it.
Anything else is just extra, and we'll leave that stress for your teachers. We ain't trying to have that.
Good job, man. Take care, man. Thanks for the update on LD's naked ass.
Bro. Absolutely. Him is still pretty.
Hope to see you soon.
Still pretty.
Good to hear that.
Yeah, well, by pretty, you mean not pretty. If pretty means not pretty.
Hope they're sure the rest of the coworkers are off that call before he's swinging it around.
I know.
At drivetribe.com, they said this. An employee parked his truck and left to carry out an errand. On returning, he found the driver's side window was starting to get fogged up. On approaching the vehicle, he identified a fire had broken out in his vehicle from the same place where he used to keep his alcohol-based sanitizer bottle.
Oh, man.
The driver's side door. The fire department was summoned, but the fire seemed to have died down by itself due to a lack of fresh oxygen. They say, hence, it is extremely crucial and heavily advised that you don't leave a bottle of sanitizer inside your car indefinitely, especially if your parking spot is placed right where the sun shines the brightest.
Never knew that, because I have all of our cars have a bottle sitting in it.
Out of Wisconsin.
Mine doesn't, but I noticed Christy had a bottle of hand sanitizer. Same place, you know, in the mat pocket of the driver's side door.
Out of Wisconsin, a fire department there, the Western Lakes Fire Department, said, by its nature, most hand sanitizer is alcohol-based and therefore flammable. Keeping it in your car during hot weather, exposing it to sun, and particularly being next to open flame while smoking in vehicles or grilling while enjoying this weekend can lead to disaster.
I never thought about that.
Right.
It's horse hockey.
What?
Oh, don't.
So it doesn't explode
in
your car.
It's horse hockey.
Oh, man.
All of this is lies.
All right. See, what if
somebody that's why
by,
I bring this up because
drive
it makes
by the radio and just heard that.
Well, listen. How many times have you said listen to the whole show?
I know I do.
How many times have you said that?
A lot of people don't.
Okay. Well. Okay. Well, we're asking for is 20 seconds here.
Okay, all right. I don't get that.
It's not too much to ask.
But somebody just flipped off their radio.
I know.
And all they heard was, "Don't have some hand sanitizer in your car. It's going to blow up."
Okay. So
why is it horse hockey?
What's the bad thing about that?
Why is it horse hockey? Obviously, it is, right?
Okay. This story has been around for a long time. Experts dispute this. A car would need to reach 572 degrees Fahrenheit to cause hand sanitizer to explode. Researchers at Arizona State University found that the hottest the inside of cars get is about 160.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Arizona State.
Yeah.
I mean.
But they're in Arizona. It's hot there.
So you know you can trust it.
I mean it's not Yale. That'd be worse.
Right. You don't leave your baby or your dogs in the car. Apparently we can't tell people that enough.
Right.
But it takes 500 degrees for it to explode. Okay, so it's fake.
Almost six, yeah.
All right. So they're all fake stories.
It's just not true.
Okay, got it. Well, okay, wrong.
Or it's been attributed incorrectly.
All right.
But it's just not true. Now then, what does happen is that when you get your sanitizer and, you know, it's in sunlight, the alcohol will decrease. The level of alcohol will decrease. Evaporate.
Starting to evaporate.
Yeah.
At 160 degrees.
Or even less than that.
So would that happen if you had a bottle of vodka sitting in your car?
That's
when it got that hot with the alcohol.
And your car got up to 572 degrees?
Well, yeah, if it got as hot as it would get for the hand sanitizer to lose alcohol.
The hand sanitizer has an alcohol content of over 60%.
Don't drink it,
vodka doesn't.
No.
No.
That's good.
There's not much alcohol that's stronger than the hand sanitizer. I mean, you're Everclear and you're 151 Bacardi.
But when
probably
I was younger,
have more alcohol.
The bottles that were in my car were usually empty.
Right.
Especially beer bottles, you know, back in the day.
I like to clean my hands with 151 Bacardi and some aloe vera.
My wife got some. she ordered some.
I made up a special formula.
She ordered some hand sanitizer on
rum
Amazon.
And aloe vera.
On Amazon. It smells like tequila.
That's what we have at work at the pharmacy.
Yeah,
it smells
like tequila because she said this is really tequila and it's in her car and I used it the other day because she bought it online And it's, it really does smell like tequila.
Patron hand sanitizer?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
They branching out?
Maybe well, it's perfect for the car.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, Ossifer, I swear.
It's my hands are clean.
Oh, I checked with my son because you did that story out of Mexico the other day.
Right.
And they're dropping like flies drinking bad alcohol, right?
With the tainted alcohol. Mm-hmm. And they're really not that big of drinkers at the household there. But what they've gotten a hold of is good.
Good.
But in the, it was reported, it's all over the country. It wasn't just the state of Puebla.
Well, yeah, but the particular incident that they were talking about in that article was there.
Yeah, because there was 50-some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the state of Puebla. But it's all over. Cancun.
Is COVID big there now? It's getting bigger, right? It's finally hitting Mexico?
Yeah, I don't think they're really reporting.
Oh, great. So they're like our state.
Yeah, so the...
Ain't
no,
not
I
a problem.
Think they're worse than that.
The information...
Oh, they're actually worse, okay.
...that they're distributing in Mexico probably isn't that accurate.
Got it.
But they don't leave the house. They take it pretty seriously, at least, you know, my son's family. Rest of Mexico, can't speak for them. I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure there's plenty of deniers out there.
There is a new book out there to help kids understand. Why We Stay Home is the name of the book. It's an illustrated story that explains the virus and how to stay safe. A couple medical students created it, so if you need a resource for parents to explain what's going on, check that out. And this is another part of the sad news.
They should have one for kids. Why mommy and daddy put you in the yard for 10 minutes? Read that book.
Sounds like they're clapping a lot.
Or yoga. They're doing yoga.
Yeah, that's right.
Moaning yoga.
Yeah, moaning yoga.
Or why is mom yelling that much more at dad now?
Right.
He's not that much worse. He's just the same.
A little yoga.
Yeah, if only that were yelling.
I know.
Over 100 police officers dead as a result of the coronavirus.
Yep.
It's just 111.
They're frontline guys, too.
It's just a cold. I saw it on Facebook yesterday. I unfriended that person.
And they are increasingly vulnerable to contracting the virus.
Yes.
Is that the United States or?
The United States.
And they're dealing with... I don't think the cops are coming at everybody that's like taking precautions and stuff.
Right.
You know,
you still got to wrestle a guy down if he's doing something wrong, man. You know.
Yeah.
In that job.
Yeah, they're not showing up at houses because everybody has the everything's going well.
No. We're talking about that. The biggest calls are getting all over the country is domestic violence and mental issues.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mike Trout, you may know him from Major League Baseball, and a lot of people don't, oddly enough.
No, he's like the best player in baseball, but he's very media shy, so he doesn't want to get out there. I think MLB is kind of pissed at him.
They have been.
Well, and he's not in New York or L.A. Well, I guess he's kind of in L.A.
Yeah, he's in Southern California.
But they're not playing right now, so nobody's talking about baseball.
Yeah, but no one's talking about the Angels when they are playing.
No, they don't.
Yeah, but I don't think he's comfortable being a high-profile guy. He obviously doesn't want to be the face of the league, even though they would like him to be.
His autographed 2009 rookie card sold at auction for $900,000.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
You would think he signed a bunch as a rookie.
Yeah, this wasn't put out by DriveTribe.com.
All right.
Yeah, $900,000. The Action Network's Darren Revelle explained that it's the highest price ever paid for a modern-day baseball card. It ties the record for any modern sports card, as one featuring Michael Jordan and LeBron fetched about the same price back in February.
That's a ton of money.
That is. That's great. Good for them.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Now, in nine seasons, he's looking at 305 and 185 home runs, 752 RBI.
Now, the NBA say they're going to play in Orlando. That's coming out, maybe.
Orlando and Vegas, I've heard,
I just read Orlando yesterday only. But I don't know. I didn't read the whole article.
Well, they'd be in their playoffs by now, wouldn't they?
Yeah, because I don't think they know what anybody knows what they're doing, especially the sports that are supposed to be playing right now, basketball, hockey, and obviously baseball.
They haven't actually put it out, but the Nets guard, Spencer Dinwiddie, responded to a tweet about the league being back on June 21st. He posted that the NBA's bubble site games and Orlando's considered a front runner. Apparently, they don't have that nailed down.
Yeah.
The bubble site games would start July 15th, practice June 21st.
Why even are they going to eliminate the teams that are already out of it anyway and just play eight games? Because
I don't think that's been settled. Because there were regular season games left, but I mean the teams
there was 80 regular season games left, not individual teams, but overall I think there's like 80
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
But I mean there's going to be a percentage of those teams that were
never
mathematically
yeah.
eliminated.
Right.
What's the point? You know, they're not going to bring everybody back if they don't have any chance to go to the playoffs.
If they come back to the playoffs, it's still these people are going to want long series because they're afraid they're going to lose in the best two out of three, and then they'll play the whole way until they report back to camp in October. NBA reports to camp in October.
Yeah, there won't be a break.
No. I know LeBron NFL. Wants to play because he wants a ring, and the Lakers are pretty decent. But you know what? Who cares?
If this season,
who cares? I mean,
it's a wash.
LeBron's working out with some of his boys too. I read that.
Yep.
Yeah.
If this season pushes into late August or early
September,
I could see them pushing the start of next year till Christmas,
where it should be.
Yeah.
January, right?
Like a few years ago when they had that lockout, when their season started at Christmas.
And they were talking about the NBA starting January anyway for
that
years.
That was perfect.
That makes sense. Wait until football's done.
Yep.
Kellogg's is apparently putting out a new, not really a new cereal.
We need a new cereal right now.
But they're doing something new with cereal. They're doing mashups. They're putting two kinds of cereals together.
Oh, like a suicide.
And they're putting out Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
Gross.
Just mixing them together.
Yeah.
I think I've done that.
I have.
Oh, I do that myself.
Get that at the bottom of everything. I'll mix anything.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't need them to do it. I do it for myself.
But is that a good combination? Yeah.
No.
As a kid,
well, it's all sugar.
Frosted Flakes and
Fruit
Loops.
Once it's in your mouth, it's all sugar.
I don't think that would be good at all.
No, not at all.
Those 8-packs, or 6-packs, single serving.
We'd always because they were small.
Yeah.
I'd always mix two of those.
So you throw two or three of those together.
Yeah.
I think you would just taste all sugar once that's in your mouth chewing that.
Yeah,
but
they have different textures too.
They do.
I think that'd be a disaster with the Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops. I guess I just don't have any imagination. I used to get those little things. So I never crossed my mind to mix those together.
Oh, we did. Because they were so small. They were so small.
I never took notes of this cereal pairs well with this cereal. I don't know what the good combinations were. But
usually I'll run out of a big box. I'll mix them together,
right,
too.
You toss two or three of those little boxes together.
Generally, for me, the mashups go, there is a cereal that's supposed to be better for you.
Yes, I've done
whatever that is, and then throw a kid cereal on top of it.
Right.
Okay.
That's the way to properly do it.
Yes, I'm with you on that. I've done that. I've
that's a proper mashup right there.
Because Ryder, we pretty much have a box. Well, he goes through them every two or three days, but a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast.
Which is just freaking amazing.
You mix that that's a great cereal.
You mix that with anything. It's just,
anything.
It's God's
right. Throw that in with some Mucilix.
Yes.
Mucilix and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So at least
they're actually just putting them together in one box?
Yeah, they're calling it
mashup. Fruit Flakes?
I don't know what they're calling it. I think they may just be calling it Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Mashup.
Frosted Loops.
Sounds disgusting.
Right.
Yeah. They're actually calling it a mashup.
I'd try it.
Gas prices.
Throw caution out the window, Nick, and try that. I just think it sounds like a big pile of sugar either way. So two or three bites.
Yeah, they're not doing it right.
Yeah, I was wrong. It's pretty good.
I'm like a kid. Like, when I eat, though, I'll eat one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So like if I have like a steak, I'll eat like the entire steak before I have any potato.
You do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know people like
so
that.
This, I can't imagine.
Yeah, you are a kid. Yeah.
Mix them all together.
You eat in order?
Yeah.
You eat the entree and then the side dish?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
I don't like, and then my wife will take, like, she'll have a fork that has, like, you know, meat, potatoes, and some corn on there.
I've done that.
What are you doing?
That's the way you generally eat.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think that's the way most people eat.
Yeah, yeah, especially.
You know, Todd gives me a hard time about my syrup not touching something, but, you know, I don't mind a meat, potato, and vegetable
thing. That's Thanksgiving right there.
Yeah.
A bunch in your mouth at once.
That food can touch each other?
Yeah, it's just syrup touching other stuff. It's not supposed to touch.
Okay, well, I thought you didn't like
that. I get that. Like, everyone want, like, syrup hitting eggs. Making the eggs
for you and Greg Shep breakfast together.
Right.
I was under the impression that you didn't like any food encroaching on any other food.
No, it's just syrup.
Just syrup.
It's a weird syrup thing.
Well, I think
it's not a weird syrup
thing. He was beat over the head with a syrup can.
I just don't like, I just don't like extra sugar on some things.
Your dad beat you with syrup, right?
No, not syrup.
Yeah, because I don't really like the syrup pouring over to my hash browns.
It doesn't bother me at all.
No, that's good.
Mix it all up.
My kids do that on purpose.
To bug you?
They put those syrup on Dad's hash browns.
Anal. Dad's anal.
What?
Yeah. Every time they're like,
that is not even something you want your kids to say.
Right.
Ever.
Or no.
Right. Yeah, they'll put Nick syrup knows. On hash browns. Right.
I mean, Grandpa is.
Yeah, he is. We don't talk about that while we're eating.
While we're eating. So that means we do talk about it sometimes.
One of our listeners on Twitter, her name is Annie,
and great.
She says she wants to squat on the Deadpool name that came out yesterday, Anal Annie's Campground.
Oh,
and I read that, I retweeted. I'm thinking, oh, that's right, we did a bit on Anal Annie's Campground. I like that bit.
And she wants to squat on it.
I said,
I love it when you say that.
I told her squat on that name ahead of time.
Oh, you want her to squat on?
Well, she said I should probably get this name for next year. Okay. Yeah, Anal Annie's Campground.
Probably start squatting.
I want to hear that. Or someone else going to take that name.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.